program created by Rio Grande.
Fort County Police calling all cars. Attention all cars. Broadcast 285 regarding suspicious casualties. Be on the lookout for a man posing as a wealthy gambling sportsman. This man is known to be working a bunco racket. That's all. Rolls and quits.
Announcement I have made in 5 years on Calling All Cars. When you drive into your neighborhood red and white Rio Grande station in the morning, you'll find there a new and greater cracked gasoline, a radically new all-purpose Rio Grande crack, embodying twice as many ingredients as found in ordinary gasoline. Now, all gasolines are blends, and each of the ingredients making up the gasoline gives a certain type of performance in your car. You just can't get perfect performance without all types of gasoline blended in the right proportion to provide it. That, friend, is what makes this announcement so vitally important to every automobile driver. The new Rio Grande Crack is a scientifically perfect blend of all these types. There's Crack, Poly, Straight Run, Casing Head, Stabilizer, and Tetraethyl in this great new motor fuel. It fulfills every requirement in making its public debut as an all-purpose gasoline. And while it costs more to produce, it costs you no more to buy. The emergency automobiles, the police, and fire departments throughout California were the proving ground for this great gasoline. And the tremendous ovation given the new Rio Grande Crack by these men who drive the most and know the most about gasoline told us we were justified in making this great all-purpose motor fuel available to the motoring public at this time. Get your tank full of new Rio Grande Crack, a great all-purpose gasoline tomorrow. The facts around which the story we are to hear has been written were taken in the main from the files of the District Attorney's Office, Los Angeles County. It is our privilege, therefore, to present Deputy District Attorney Thomas L. Carr as a representative of that department.
Good evening. Horse racing is one of the most fascinating of America's outdoor sports. It is, by the same token, one which makes the work of a clever criminal comparatively easy. As we shall see as our program progresses, there are men who think a sure thing can be made of a life of crime. It is true that they get away with it for a while, but irrespective of their cleverness, they cannot win. Relentlessly, the law tracks them down. This program, such as Calling All Cars, can help educate the public to be on the lookout for such men. And it is the cooperation of the public that makes the inevitable the capture and conviction of such criminals. I shall have more to say on this subject at the end of the program.
Prison, two convicts are led to their cells. In anything but prison garb, they might be taken for average businessmen as the guard leaves and starts his cheek.
One more day gone.
How's it going to feel to be on the outside again, Greeley?
Oh, great. I wish you were going with me, Joe.
Thanks. If the governor could just hear that way, I know he'd pardon you.
I'm sorry, Joe. But my parole's in here. I didn't realize how tough it is for you.
You've been working mighty hard for that parole, haven't you?
Yeah.
Sure you'll get in?
Oh, why didn't I? No days tacked on. Well, I've been as straight as a guy in a business house working for a promotion.
You sure worked hard trying to get fired.
Won't be long now. Believe me, you'll never see me back in this lousy place.
I suppose you've got a nice little nest egg planted someplace.
Don't with who's in heaven.
You know, I always had you pegged for a smart guy.
So what?
So I still think you are, but you just made a getaway for yourself.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you've been running a racket through the mails. What did it get you beside a stretch in the third?
Cleaned up $6,000 or $7,000 a year.
Chicken feed. Listen, Bill, when I get out of here, I got a nest egg of $45,000.
Where?
I knew you were smart, but you don't think I'm sharp enough to tell you where.
Now, Joe, I didn't mean it that way. Honest, I didn't.
Oh, okay, stupid. I still think you're a right guy.
Sure I am. A lot of mugs in here are right guys because they're afraid to be anything else. I'm different.
I know it. So I'm going to put your wife to some quick dough. Oh,
I get it. Somebody else's nest egg.
No, I wouldn't do a thing like that. What do you take me for?
Sorry, Joe.
Besides, I don't know where anybody else's nest egg is.
Well, what are you getting at, then?
A chance to make some dough for yourself.
Hey, wait a minute. If you mean I should go to work, you're talking to the wrong guy. That's a sucker's racket.
Well, I know that. I'm trying to tell you to get out of the pity racket, to get in with the gentleman, the real big shots.
How?
Have you ever heard of horse racing?
Goodness gracious, no. But maybe I could get a book in the library.
All right, be funny, be funny. But that's where the real dough is, if you work it right.
I'm listening.
You get to travel about the country a lot, too.
I used to do that in my racket. I had to travel.
Well, don't worry about that. I'm going to put you in line with the right guys, where you can clean up 30 or 40 grand in a year.
Hey, that's real potatoes.
Sure, and it's as easy as falling off a log.
Was that you in here?
Well, yes and no. I was just a little too strong before I left a certain town.
Oh, well, that's different.
Now, listen. I'll tell you who to get in touch with when you get out. And you'll never have to worry about coming back to this dump after.
Bill Greeley had little difficulty in contacting the gentlemen big shots and learning their methods of operation. Shortly after his release, he was operating for himself at the Santa Anita racetrack.
Now I ask you, Mr. Gridley, could anything be simpler than that?
Well, I can hardly believe the money's in my pocket. And after all I've heard about not being able to beat the races.
It's just a little matter of knowing how, that's all.
It just doesn't seem right. Why, I've spent a lifetime arguing that the only way to make money is to work for it.
Well, there's some argument in favor of that, I guess, but I never found it too hard to win a good living.
But you haven't been betting. I've been putting up the money for you in the last two races.
I know that. I bet on the two races before I met you. Oh. I made my money for the day, and that's my sister.
Oh, I see. Then if I insist on betting money for you when you give me a winner, it doesn't hurt your sister.
No, not a bit.
And that makes four winners in a row you take there. I sure wish I had met you sooner and gotten on all four of them.
Well, if you had parlayed those four horses, you'd have a pretty good day's pay.
Day's pay? I never made that much money in a week when my factory was running before the Depression.
Oh, no, you're crying over spilled milk.
You know.
You haven't done badly, as it is.
Oh, not at all. I've made over $300. And that much for you.
Now, forget it. Hey, there go the horses. Are you down on Thunder?
Oh, yes, indeed. $250.
Good.
And $100 for you.
Now, you won't pay very heavy, but it's better to win $1 than to lose $2.
If that system appeals to me. Another horse in the race.
That's another winner in the bag.
Yes.
Well, nothing to do now but wait for the official report.
What do you suppose he paid?
Oh, four or five for two. Hey, let's go over the window.
Yes, Lee. Look at that light already. It's a mob.
Favorites are favorites. Can't help that, you know.
Here we are. Now, where are those tickets? Why in tarnation can't I ever remember what pocket I put them in?
Might as well lose money out of the bank as to lose that.
Yes. Oh, yes, here, yes. I nearly had heart failure. You go up to the window and collect for me, Bill. I'm too weak.
Okay, you stay here, so I'll be sure and find you.
Don't worry about that. I'll be here.
Did you have that one, Mr.?
Yes, sir. How much did it pay, do you know?
420. Had many winners today?
Three in a row.
Nice going. Who's your handicapper?
Nobody. My partner and I just have a system, that's all.
Oh, a system.
Yes.
Sorry I asked, mister.
Oh, that's quite all right, my man.
Well, here I am, Mr. Gridley. A friend of mine let me in at the head of the line.
Well, now, after this, don't call me mister. Just call me Fred.
Okay, Fred. Here's $525.
That's
not bad.
Rather not. Come on over here and sit down, Bill, so we can talk. The crowd is thinning out.
Yeah, that's it, mate.
You know, Bill, at this rate, you and I can really clean up.
Now, wait a minute, Fred.
I know I haven't any right to expect you to continue giving me winners, but I'm just a stranger to you.
I wasn't going to say that, Fred. What I mean is, you don't really think this money you made today is big, do you?
Why, of course I do. What do you mean?
Why, this is just chicken. chicken feed. There's always the possibility of a bad day.
A bad day, yeah.
Oh.
But the good days must surely offset the bad days.
Now listen carefully, Fred. Why have any bad day?
Yes. What do you mean? I'm kind of mixed up.
I mean that I've got a system that's worth $500,000 in 6 months.
What?
I said a cool $500,000. All I need is a man to work with me that has nerve.
Of course you don't know me. But I had plenty of nerve before the depression. And I'd still have it if I saw a sure chance to clean up.
That's all I need. And a little capital.
I have a little left from the depression. It's got to last a long time, though. Are you sure your system's safe?
Safe? Listen, Fred. I don't take chances. How much capital have you?
Enough for the rest of my life if I take it easy.
Remember, I said $500,000 in 6 months.
But how do I know?
Well, what did I do for you today?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's right. That's right. Well, I've got $35,000.
That's swell. Just enough to keep us absolutely safe.
I don't know. You've got to prove to me that it is safe.
That's all I ask. I've got the proof in New Orleans. We can leave tonight, and when you see for yourself, you'll know that it's absolutely a sin. Like to read, so I stayed on the observation platform.
Well, that blonde you met couldn't have kept you company by any chance.
Oh, that. Just passing the time away.
Well, I've tried to get you to pass some time away telling me something about this system, but you haven't done it.
I'll let it go. I'll tell you what I've been doing, Fred.
Yes?
I've just been testing you to see how much nerve you have.
Oh.
Now I'll explain the whole thing to you.
Well, that'll be a relief.
Well, I know a telegraph operator in New Orleans who handles all the direct communications from the track.
A telegraph operator?
Yeah. Now, here's the idea. He gets the results of the races before the bookies.
Before the bookies, eh?
Well, don't you see? If we give him part of the profit, he can let us know the winner in any race before the book even knows the race has started.
Why, that's amazing.
Sure. And at the last minute, we lay a heavy bet on the winner. We lose.
But listen, how will we know if we're in with the bookie? Will your friend phone
us? No, that's too dangerous. I told you we've got to play it absolutely safe.
Well, I still don't see how we'll get the winner.
It's simple. The operator will call a man that we'll have planted in a window that we can see from the bookies.
Uh-huh.
When he gets the flash, he'll hold up a big number in the window.
And we see it and bet before the book gets his flash.
Yeah, you are plain as a nose on your face. We play it about once a week to hold down suspicion and cash in heavy.
It seems almost too good to be true.
That's it, Fred. Too good to be true. But you and I clean up. Oh, here. Let's get our bags. We're almost at the station.
It's so simple. I wonder no one ever thought of it before.
Because it is so simple. It's too obvious.
Oh, the old adage about never see what's right before your eyes.
Just it. Come on, let's go.
Hello. Will you please have Mr. Greeley paged again in the lobby? What? Yes, I know you've been paging him for an hour, but I'm very anxious to... Sorry. He's just in the door now. Thank you.
Hello, Fred.
Hello.
Sorry I was gone for long.
Well, where in the world have you been? We no sooner get in this hotel room than you leave and say you'll be back in 15 minutes. You've been gone for 3 hours.
Oh, I didn't realize it was so long. But I met a lot of old acquaintances. You know how it is.
Well, how about this telegraph operator? I didn't pay your train fare down here just so you could meet a lot of friends.
That's all been taken care of, Fred. I called Charlie's hotel and left word for him to come here at 3:30.
Well, it's after that now.
He'll be here any second, don't worry.
You can't blame me for being nervous. I've got a lot of money at stake.
It takes money to make money. Think how much you're going to make.
Why haven't you ever worked this scheme before?
I told you, I didn't have the capital.
It seems to me that it would work with $20 just as well as with $20,000.
We got to pay the telegraph man off with plenty of sugar.
Oh,
he's the one that's taking all the risk.
Oh, yes, I guess that's right.
Well, that must be Charlie now. Let me do the talking.
Well, hello, Charlie.
Hello.
Boy, it sure is good to see you.
Come on in. Yeah, mighty good to see you too, Bill.
Charlie, I want you to meet a very close friend of mine. Fred Goodley.
Hi, Fred.
I'm glad to know you, Charlie. You're the telegraph operator.
aren't you?
How did he know that?
Well, now, take it easy, Charlie. Sit down. We'll get right to the point.
Yes, you do, Charlie. I'm sure you'll be very interested.
Oh, I get it. You want to work that record you talked to me about a couple of years ago,
yeah,
huh?
You remember how it worked?
Sure, and my answer is still nothing going on.
Oh, no. Wait a minute.
Wait, nothing. I like you, Bill. I'd do anything for you that's reasonable, but that's too risky.
I told you it wasn't safe, and I've had this trip for nothing.
Oh, don't get me wrong, Fred. It's safe for you. I give you the winner before the bookie gets it, and you can't lose. But you know what would happen to me if I got caught?
That's where Fred comes in, Charlie. He's got real dough.
Real dough, eh?
Sure, you take the risk. But just give us one winner a week, and we cut three ways on the profit. You'll make enough in 6 weeks to retire.
Yeah, how much dough has he got?
35,000 smackers.
Oh, wow. See, now you're talking.
All right, what do you say?
And let's see. If I waited for a winner that paid about 10 to 1, that'd be 350 grand.
Oh, well, it makes me a little dizzy just to think of it.
Okay, boys, I'll do it. It's in the bag.
Well, now all we got to do is figure the details.
Yeah. You remember Wish Egan's book joint, don't you?
Okay. They'll take any kind of a bet.
And I got a little grudge against that joint. We'll take them for 20.
Who's going to take care of the number from the window?
Oh, we'll have to get somebody we can trust.
I got it. I'll put my own son in there.
Yeah.
That fixes everything. Shall we pull it tomorrow?
Well, with me. How about you, Fred? We think you can wait that long?
Oh, dear. Sure. I'm not in that big a hurry.
And you better stand, Charlie. Yeah. Wouldn't do us any good for you to be seen around here too much. Oh, you're taking an exact.
No, I'm practically on my way now. You'll be watching, and I'll see that the kid gets the number up a few minutes before he can get his flag.
Yeah, that's it. So long,
Dan.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Yeah.
I'm mighty glad to have met you.
Same here, all point. Don't forget, one third of the profit for me.
Okay. You'll get yours. I'll beat it now.
Well, I'm off.
Longer, Bill. Thank you.
Take it easy, Fred.
We've been hanging around here all day. Why did Charlie give us that flag?
You know as well as I do. He's waiting for the right arm.
They shoot us if they cross.
How are they going to catch us?
These fellows can't be so dumb. They run this bookie,
John. They aren't dumb. They're smart. We're just smarter, that's all.
I certainly think so.
Call for best on the second and third, Anita. They're ready to go. Get your best in now. Don't hold it. They're robbed.
I'm going out and get another cup of coffee.
Be sure and get back here in time for the next
round. Don't worry. I'll be back.
Yes, McCoy, come quickly. By a leg, Boston boy, by a half. Never tally, by a half.
My gosh, where have you been? They're at the post for the third.
Has he flashed the numbers yet?
No, but if he had, you wouldn't have been here.
Wait a minute.
Where is he?
Number 10.
That's what a gal. Go put 35 grand on her nose.
I only have 20 with me.
I thought you said you had 35. What's the idea?
I lost, man.
Didn't I tell you it was a sure thing?
Okay. Get it in before it's too late.
All right. But I wish I was back in California.
Put 20 grand on what a gal.
Last chance for best on a bet at Santa Anita, folks. Don't miss it. You'll wish you made a bet on it, you moment.
$20,000. Well, I'm afraid to lose.
Just a quarter running mixed by an express, half by a half,
settlement
by an
X, double on
foot.
Where's what's it at? She didn't even get a call.
He just heard on the race. He just started.
Just a half is running mixed by an X, 50 by a half, an X, express, half by a link. Coming up fast in fourth place is what I got.
There she is. There she is.
Moving up. Come on.
Just a three quarters is running mixed by an X, 50 by an X, what a gown by a half.
Come on, what a gal. Come on.
They'll think you never bet before.
I never won like this before. Come on, what a gal. Come on. Oh, can you get up there? Get up there, run.
There's the winner, number 10, what a gal.
Oh, it worked, Billy. It worked. Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm too excited. I think I'm going to have a stroke. What did you say?
About 9 for 1.
Oh, that's $150,000.
Right.
Oh, this is marvelous. Oh, if I'd only bet 35,000.
Well, I told you. Wait a minute. There's a PA.
Correction on the third race at Santa Anita. Vortigal came in first and was just qualified for Rob Francis. The next running race, the winner, Tracy Plains and Scott Glasgow.
Oh, my God. I'm sick.
Hey, that's the only thing that could go wrong with this racket. And it had to happen to us on the first
one. Oh, I spent $2,000.
Oh, well, yeah, don't blame me.
No, only that.
Forget it. We'll get it back next week.
Oh, no. No, I couldn't stand it again. I'm sick, Dana. I'm going home with what little I have left.
Well, I sure am sorry,
no, Fred. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I'll stay the hotel, sir, and you can get out of town. Some people just haven't any nerve at all. They just don't know how to take it. Can I come back into the operating quarters of this here bookshop?
Don't tell me he's gone already, Bill.
Charlie, he's gone, and he took hook, line, and sinker with him.
Bill, you're an artist. Really gets tonight's paper and finds out that Watergar wasn't even in the race.
He won't even look. But anyway, you and I will be far, far away by then. Maybe you should give Watergar his cut for the use of the CHS.
Yeah, he's going to take a vacation, so if the sucker comes back, the place will be under new management.
$20,000. You know, I never realized there were so many ways of getting a thrill out of a horse racing.
The following season, Santa Anita. Detectives Rusty James and Joe Filter were closely watching a well-dressed man who answered the description of a certain Bill Greeley.
You got him picked out yet, boy?
I believe so, John. Here, pull the old stuff.
Yes, sir. I'll be right there.
I beg your pardon, but I couldn't help noticing that you seem to be winning a lot of money.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I do right well. I'm pretty lucky.
Oh, it isn't luck when you win on every race. And I see you send your man to bet on every single race, and he's come back with the winnings every time.
Well, it didn't mean to attract attention.
Oh, we see these things have attracted you now. I wonder, would you mind telling me who you're playing in the race?
Well, I don't do that ordinarily. It cuts down the odds, you know.
Oh, please. Now, we've all teased him so much, it wouldn't hurt to share a little. Oh, come on, let us all in.
All right, then. I'm playing Wonder.
Oh, Wonder.
Did you want? Right. Well, you needn't play him if you don't want it. You asked me. Well, go ahead, John.
Yes,
get that bet down.
Yes,
well, if Wonder is good enough for you, I'll take a chance. I'm going to put $50 on it. Are you paying him on the nose?
Why, of course. By golly, if she's game, so am I.
Good.
I'll put $100 on him. Let's go. Come on. There's no need of you people going to the windows yourself.
Oh?
You might miss some of the race. I'll have my man place your bet for you.
Okay.
Here, John.
Yes,
now listen to these bets.
Yes, sir.
Sure you can trust him to come back.
Well, me. He's got $500 of my money.
Well, yes, I'll certainly let him place my bet for me. Here you are. Here's my $50. Now put it right on his nose.
Yes, sir.
All right. There's $100 for me.
Yes, sir.
Hurry up, John. They're almost ready to go.
Yes,
oh, why, Lisa, I hope you keep another winner. I've lost all day.
Well, it won't be long now. Hope you get those steps in.
He'll make it all right and wait for the payoff.
Well, it certainly sounds optimistic. Oh, come on, let's get a better view of the race.
Going near the paramutual one.
I hope so.
Oh, Tom, don't wait too long after the race is over. I'll be needing you. So you're John.
That's me, sir.
What do you do for a living?
I drive this here car for Colonel Greeley, sir.
Where is he?
Over to the races, sir. That's what we come out here for.
Well, you're under arrest.
Yeah. Huh? Well, what for?
Never mind the charge. I'll tell you in detail when we get to the headquarters.
Yes, sir.
Just get in the car and we'll wait for your boy.
Yeah, but, wait a minute, white folks. I ain't done nothing.
Nothing but help rob about 5 or 6 people a day since the meet started.
Why, boy.
We've had a line on you for several days.
Me?
Shut up. Here comes Greeley.
Hey, John, how are you?
Answer him, but don't get out.
Here I is, boss.
Run, boss, the cops have got me.
Hey, wait a minute. I've got no time to fool with you. That horse lost.
Stop where you are. I'm an officer.
Oh, so you're a copper, huh? I might have known.
Yeah, it wouldn't have made any difference. We had you spotted anyway.
You had us spotted? Who tipped you off?
Nobody tipped us off. A man by the name of Goodley signed a complaint. And we just figured you'd be out here during the meet.
Have all that dumb luck.
Forget the post-mortem. Let's get back to your car. Your helper's there.
John tried to keep me from getting caught.
Oh, well, there should be some reward for such loyalty.
There will be. I got enough salt of the way to take care of both of us after we get out.
We'll see if we can't take care of you too long for that to do you any good.
Yeah. Don't make me laugh. I got a cracked lip.
Here's your car. Go on. Wait. Oh, here's the man we've been wanting.
This is indeed a happy occasion. We got one less rap to worry about. And he'll be happy to rejoin dear old friends at Walla Walla after he gets out of San Quentin.
You guys think of everything, don't you?
Boss, I sure you sorry they got you. I tried to warn you.
I know you did. It was no go, though. This flatfoot was right on me before I got started.
What are we going to do now, boss?
Beat this rap. They can't prove a thing. I forgot to get those suckers we fleeced. And Goodley couldn't even prove he's alive.
Crooks forget things so easily, like jail terms and parole violations. And the fact that you took some of my money, too.
Yeah. No wonder you were so easy to take.
Well, here comes Tom. Seems he has some friends in tow.
Do you suppose it's possible that Mars Greeley here might know them?
Yeah, sure, I know them. They're the suckers we worked today.
That's the miserable wretch that got my $50. He didn't even taste the bet. Oh, I didn't think any man could think so low.
Well, I'd like to take a poke at him. Hand over my $100 or else.
Ah, take it easy, you people. Well, no one's going to hurt anybody. We're the law, and we'll see you get your money back.
Well, then, give it to us. I just must get home to my little darling. They haven't had their catnip today, and they're just so furious with me.
Yeah, my cat wants a nip also.
We told you to get your money, didn't we? Well, you'll have to wait till we get it cleared up at headquarters. Tom, you get the name and address of these people and report to Lefty and me at headquarters. We'll take these men down and book them.
Yes, sir. And we'll bring this car in or shall I bring the squad car?
Oh, we'll go in Colonel Greeley's car. After you finish, bring in the car we use.
Right. Come in soon.
Well, it's an open and shut case, Greeley.
Nothing to it. You're the same as on your way to jail right now.
I sure wishes I never got in this business.
Yeah, quit your belly aching. We got enough to live on the rest of our lives when we get out of the jug.
Excuse me, boss. You don't mean obeying. You mean if we get out.
Moment, we will give you the concluding facts about our program. But before we close, friends, I'd like to say, don't forget to visit the red and white Rio Grande station in your neighborhood tomorrow morning and take on your first tank full of the new all-purpose Rio Grande crack. Remember, this great new gasoline embodies twice as many power-producing ingredients as found in ordinary fuel. So expertly united is to give you longer mileage, smoothness, speed, and power than you ever enjoyed before. Join the drivers of police cars, fire engines, and other public serving equipment in appreciation of this great, all-purpose Rio Grande crack. And now, Mr. Joseph L. Carr.
Bill Greeley and his companion were found guilty of grand theft bunco. Greeley was returned to Washington to finish his term under a previous conviction. Learning the old lesson that crime cannot pay.
Mm-hmm.
70 police calling all cars, attention all cars, the cancellation of broadcast 285 regarding a suspicious character. The suspect in this case is now in custody. That's all. Rules and questions.
Frederick Lindsley bidding you good night for Rio Grande. Next week at this time, Rio Grande will present Murder at Sunset. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.